All right, everyone. Welcome to the first of many episodes of King Me Sports Talk. This is Iron Mike, and let me tell you, I'm here to stay. Let's get right into this edition. Who had the biggest social influence in the game of basketball? Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Now, here we go. I'm watching ESPN First Take in the Fox flagship debate show Undisputed. And we have the experts, namely Shannon Sharp, trying to convince the masses that LeBron had the biggest social effect. Well, here with King Me Sports Talk, it's my job to keep you apprised of the truth to the best of my ability. At all times, you have this guarantee. Now, if I'm wrong, check me. But if I'm right, King Me. Michael Jordan is the obvious answer to this, and it's not even close. Here's why. Number one is sponsorship deals. Number two is demeanor. Number three is business after the game. And number four, it's the social media effect. Which I know, on limited thinking, you would give the nod to this to LeBron James. But after I break it down, you're going to understand why Michael Jordan also reigns supreme in this arena. Now let's go back to the sponsorship deals. Michael Jordan and the game within the game. So you could be watching the game and seeing Michael Jordan in all his greatness, wearing his own shoe, and then they break for commercial. And during those commercials, guess who you would see? Michael Jordan pitching his own shoe. Pitching the drink that he drank during the game, Gatorade. Pitching the underwear that he wore during the game, Hanes. Now I know the Hanes commercials aren't always the best, but we'll give it a pass because we'll have to agree that the evolutionary path is harder than the revolutionary path. Here's what I mean. With the revolutionary path, you get to take history and see the steps that were already there and then use them to your advantage. And yes, you do get credit and style points for that. But you do not get credit over the person who took the evolutionary path. The person who pulled something from nothing. Michael Jordan was doing this at a time when the groundwork wasn't laid. Everything LeBron is doing, the groundwork was laid by Mike. So how do you give the overall social influence title to a person who gets to copy the framework? You just can't do it. What has LeBron improved upon in the model that Michael Jordan has already set? I'll give you one instance. It's the what LeBron does for the community that he came from. Here's what I mean. LeBron, to his credit, is making it known where he stands on political issues. He takes a crown for that. He's the king for that. I'll give him that. He's making it a point for people to know that he is giving back in a way that uplifts the community. What was it? 41 million donated to help college kids, to help high school kids go to college in impoverished areas. And when I say impoverished, I don't just mean financial. I'm talking informational impoverishment. Credit to LeBron there. But it doesn't give him the overall win. See, when it comes to social media, Michael Jordan was the social media of his time. How he carried himself was in all the newspapers. If he was to do something bad, it would have been in all the newspapers. He was a gambler, and they tried to make that his downfall because they could not find any other chink in the armor. He spoke eloquently, which made you want to speak eloquently. He carried himself in a way that you just had to admire. And he dressed to the nines at all times. You would not catch Michael at an event anywhere where he wasn't the best dressed for the occasion. As far as on the court, it's not even close. You wanted to be like Mike. Gatorade recognized it. Nike recognized it. Both of those companies grew their influence because of Mike. They would have still been little companies inside their niche if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. What companies has LeBron James grown to that scale? None. His shoe deal is with Nike, and it's not bigger than Michael's. Michael still sells more shoes. As far as business, oh, LeBron's going to do some things after the game. I mean, his mentor is Warren Buffett. But I believe his first mentor was Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan took the phrase, "I won't just play for the team, I'll buy it." He bought an NBA team. He played no games. Now, his successfulness at creating a winner, which we know the path is going to be hard, that can be debated, but if we know his spirit, he will get it right and he will put the pieces in place. But that's neither here nor there. Just the fact that he did that laid the groundwork for others to know that after the game, I can use my money and my influence to be a part of this corporate industry, not just the hand-me-down part of it, accepting deals, but creating the deals. Now, I understand we're getting a little lengthy right here, and I don't want to take up all your morning, your afternoon, your evening, whatever part of the day you're listening to this. But you have to understand, if you can honestly give me an arena in which LeBron James has evolutionized social influence, then I'll give him the nod. But as of right now, he's in the revolutionary circle. Michael Jordan was evolutionary in all things: sponsorship deals, demeanor, business after the game, social media. I mean, he had books written about him while he was playing. That was a first. He took basketball worldwide. Worldwide, they had billboards of him in Spain, little known countries in Africa were producing kids that wanted to be like Mike. In America, we wanted to be like Mike. We wanted to wear number 23. We wanted to drink Gatorade while playing intramurals. high school basketball, college basketball, football, whatever it was. You drink that drink because Mike drank it. Let's be honest. If that was anybody else they had made drinking that drink, Powerade would be the new, would be the king. But it was Mike. And be like Mike. That was a thing. I want to end this with 2 points. The first being, Allen Iverson had a greater social effect on the game of basketball than LeBron James. And if you would like me to make another episode about this, let me know, because we can get into it. Secondly, you can't be the king if you're copying. Socially, if you wanted to be like Mike and you play basketball, what number did you wear? 23. What number does LeBron James wear now? All right, everyone. This is Iron Mike checking out King Me Sports Talk. Talk show coming to YouTube soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.